So that was the beginning of man's disaster. There was a fall, there was a separating. And man began to decline. Instead of progressing, multiplying, increasing like God told him to do, he went the other way. And trouble began to grow. The earth that was designed to give him everything, where he had what he had no need to sweat, toil, or do any of those things, now thorns and thistle were growing in it. And things was bothering him and he had to deal with that caused him much pain. Then you go on through the Bible, you'll find that there was some those descended of Adam. His son, first son, Cain and Abel, and he wound up killing his brother. Amen. And if you go on through the Bible, you find that God finally found a man by the name of Abraham and called him out. And his name was Abram at the time. And he finally got him from among his kinfolks and made a declaration. And they entered into a covenant. And in that covenant, God told him that I'll be your God and I will take care of you. I will make sure that you succeed, be rich, wealthy, healthy, protected, and provided for. Not only will I do that for you, but I'm going to do it for your descendants. But this covenant, in this covenant, there's a law you have to keep. You have to obey my statute. This, you just can't live any kind of way, Abraham. But this law, I'm giving it to you now. You make sure you pass it on to your descendants. And his first, the first descendant of Adam, that excuse me, Abraham, that law was to be passed on, God's statute, was his son Isaac. But you know, they got on down the line, you know, just like all human do. They start violating the laws. Amen. There was Abraham, there was Isaac, and there was Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons, right? We're getting back to this. Jacob had 12 sons. And just like there was trouble with the first sons, now Jacob got 12, and here they are jealous of Joseph. And they sold him. They sold him and he wound up in Egypt. But Joseph remained faithful to God's laws, God's statute. He had integrity. He wouldn't violate the laws of God. And everything, now watch it, everything Joseph put his hands to do, he prospered. He was in Potiphar's house. Potiphar bought him from the Ishmaelite. I think Ishmaelite. Anyway, he bought him, and he became Potiphar's slave, servant there. And everything that Joseph did, Potiphar's household began to multiply. It began to multiply so much until Potiphar turned all of his business over to Joseph. Joseph kept the books and paid his bills and did all that. But Potiphar had a woman that had an eye on Joseph. You know the story. But Joseph kept his what? Integrity. But we go on with the story, and then after the, She lied on him. They put him in prison. But Joseph remained what? Faithful to God. Hello. And after that, he stayed in prison for a while, and he interpreted the dream of the butler and the servant. I mean, the butler and what was the other guy? The baker. That's right. The butler and the baker. One of them, and he told him when things go well, if you remember me. And he got out, and he forgot Joseph. But the king had a dream, right? Let me cut it up. Cut some corners here. King had a dream, and he remembered Joseph. He interpreted my dream. So to make a long story short, they went and got Joseph, cleaned him up, brought him before the king, and sure enough, Joseph interpreted the dream. Then they were looking for a man who can take this spot. They were looking around, and well, who better to take it? The one that interpreted the dream. And then Joseph became what? The second in command. He became governor of Egypt. And God had said in to Abraham at the beginning of the covenant that his seed would go into a strange land, but I will bring them out. But here's what I want you to see. They was in captivity for some 430 years. That's how long they was there. The taskmaster after Joseph passed, they worked them hard. They underpaid them. Y'all staying with me? They worked hard. They underpaid them and treated them wrong. They overworked them and underpaid them. But the day came, God raised up another man. And this man was named Moses. And God told Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Pharaoh got real smart. But who is God? I'm a God myself. Herod found out that too in a terrible way. He thought he was people because he gave a speech and the people applauded him and treated him like a god. The Bible said a worm came and ate him up. But let's get back to this. You think after being mistreated like that, then the day came that the children of Israel got ready to leave the day before, that night before, the day before they left the next morning. They had been overworked, underpaid, mistreated. But they left Egypt loaded. I'll say it again. But they left Egypt how? They were loaded. Because he told them that